I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks scores with you. Yesterday, we talked a bit about the big, beautiful bill as it advanced through the Senate. And the Senate GOP will vote soon on Trump's bill as they continue to work through the details. And exactly what those details are well, changing and confusing. So to shed some light on the big, beautiful bill is Romina Baccia, Director of Budget and Entitlement Policy at the Cato Institute. Romina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and good morning.
Good morning. And I saw your piece on Cato's website, how it is the big bloated blunder, which I appreciate the alliteration. And you walk through step by step the Senate's reconciliation bill and some of the bigger issues that you think this bill creates or at least doesn't solve. So when you're looking at this bill now, what are some of your bigger concerns?
The biggest concern is the massive increase in the deficit and debt that this bill would bring about. We have a historical opportunity with this unique trifecta with Republicans in the House, Senate, and the White House to really make a difference in avoiding a future debt crisis. But this bill doesn't do that. In fact, it accelerates the unsustainable debt path we're already on. I don't think people realize that it took us 250 years to accumulate about $30 trillion in debt. That's the debt the U.S. government has borrowed in credit markets. And this Congress, even without this bill, is poised to add $20 trillion over just the next 10 years. And this bill will add between $4 and $5 trillion to that already unsustainable level of debt. So this does not reassure bondholders that the United States is serious about reforming the programs that are driving us into this debt crisis, and especially watching this process draw out and the amendments that have been pulled that would have made very sensible and gradual changes to, for example, the Obamacare expansion of Medicaid for able-bodied adults that shouldn't be in the program to begin with, and just curtailing the amount of money that the government will spend for this group of people to align with the amount of money the federal government provides to states for, say, pregnant women, low-income children, and other vulnerable populations. Even that change, which wouldn't have taken place for at least 5 years, couldn't get through the Senate. So it's a very disappointing showing. You can't really cut taxes effectively if you don't also cut spending, then you're just putting the burden on the next generation.
So let's start there from to go back and start from the very, very foundation of this, because if you're if you've ever been paying attention to news at all over many, many years, you hear about the deficit and the deficit being a big deal. And in the future, we're going to have to pay for this. And there's always this concern over it until the other party is in office. Then there's no more concern over it, it seems like. So what really happens if the deficit grows too large? What are the real, actual effects that people will feel instead of just hearing about this scary thing that's a little nebulous?
You say we'll feel, Americans are already feeling the higher mortgage rates, the higher car loan rates. You talk to people, many people would gladly move for a new job and opportunity, but they have a decent mortgage rate right now. And if they were to sell their house and try to buy one elsewhere, they'd be facing 6-7% interest rates, compared to 2-4% that they were able to lock in earlier. So that is a real barrier to opportunity for people. And for someone who's been thinking about starting a business or expanding their business, getting a loan right now to do that at these high interest rates is very costly for a lot of people. And we're also seeing it in terms of a startup capital being available for research and development and for innovative ideas that could drive progress forward, which would put more money in people's pockets, could potentially extend life expectancies. And a lot of those things aren't able to get funded right now because of the high interest rates. And people don't necessarily make the connection, but it is the fact that the federal government is borrowing about $2 trillion annually. And in fact, we spent $1 trillion this past year in 2024 just on interest on the debt, all of which is sucking capital out of the markets and driving up interest rates, which we're all suffering under.
Right now, it looks like Senator Susan Collins is one of the GOP senators that has not promised a vote yet for this bill. She has, quote, serious reservations because of the cuts to Medicaid, I believe. I know Missouri Senator, where we are, Josh Hawley, also was concerned about those cuts. Are those cuts still in the bill as we see it?
So there are no real cuts to Medicaid. That is a misnomer. What the policy would do is reduce the growth in Medicaid spending from an annual rate of 5% down to roughly 3%. So Medicaid spending would still go up significantly above and beyond projected inflation. It would just go up at a slower rate. And one of the policies that is being addressed are these money laundering schemes where states collude with healthcare providers to fleece federal taxpayers through so-called provider taxes by being able to bulk up the amount of funding they can get from the federal government, where the state can expand their Medicaid spending without having to pay the state appropriate share. So it is an issue that has had bipartisan support in the past, including among Presidents Biden and Obama, for closing that so-called provider tax loophole that makes Medicaid unnecessarily expensive, pads the bottom lines of these healthcare providers at the cost of taxpayers. So I think it's a good policy change, and I am sad that Senator Josh Hawley is not in favor of this very modest change that I think ultimately will make the Medicaid program more transparent and better run for its beneficiaries.
Yeah, and you mentioned that modest cut in order to save in that program, for instance, in Medicaid. And you also note that while that's a modest cut, a step in the right direction, it is far outweighed by the additional pork, as you called it, both on the spending side and the tax side. And I'm thinking back to DOGE and all of these cuts to the government, even to, you know, the National Forestry Division got hit really hard by DOGE cuts. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like there was a lot of performative cutting of jobs and wages and spending that are but a drop in the bucket. And then now you have this big, beautiful bill that's just going to drive up the deficit to the point that what was the point of all those cuts?
You are absolutely right. We are witnessing a political hypocrisy at the highest levels. The cuts that DOGE was making are tiny amounts in double-digit billions, and the debt increase from this bill will be in the trillions. And so that's not even on the same measuring scale. So what was the point of the DOGE cuts? You know, primarily, I think it was political signaling to President Trump's base, while not really cutting federal spending in any significant way. And the president hasn't really thrown his weight behind meaningful spending cuts either. If you look at the rescissions bill that the Trump administration sent to Congress, where they're offering to claw back some federal funding, the amount, it's $9 billion in a $7 trillion budget. It is not even a rounding error. It doesn't even show up on a chart. And that's what they're debating. Meanwhile, we're spending $1 trillion in interest on the debt, which, by the way, is more than the federal government pays for all of our defense and more than the federal government pays for one of the largest programs, namely Medicare. So this is a vast sum of money we are just pouring down the drain that doesn't buy us anything except pay for the sins of the past, namely borrowing on the backs of younger generations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In regard to Medicaid, which is a huge part of this bill, and you referenced it, we talked about it here a little bit, and one of the ways it's being sold to us is that there are all these people who are on Medicaid who can work, they're young, but they just don't feel like it, basically, is the way it's being sold to us. But if you really look at the numbers, that is a very, very, very small percentage of people. Most people, like, they can't find work, or they're caregiving, or all kinds of other, maybe they're going to school. There are all kinds of reasons why they're not actually working. So is it as big of a problem? Because it doesn't seem to me that it is that big of an issue, but it's being made out to be this massive problem and we have to do something about it.
Right. It is sort of a look at the shiny object over here while we're not really talking about the real drivers of that spending. So a much bigger issue is that you have able-bodied individuals on Medicaid that should be perhaps on employer-sponsored plans or be buying plans on the Obamacare marketplace exchanges. But states have an incentive to over-enroll people and not do the proper eligibility checks, making sure that they're within the income limits for whom Medicaid is intended, because the federal government, since Obamacare came online, is reimbursing states 90 cents on the dollar for every able-bodied person that they add to the Medicaid program, when states only get roughly 50 cents on the dollar for, say, traditional Medicaid populations like pregnant women, low-income children, and individuals with disabilities. So states actually have an incentive to inflate the number of Medicaid beneficiaries that are able-bodied that shouldn't be on the program and not doing the proper checks to root out waste, fraud, and abuse. And that's why it's so important to make a change like what Senator Rick Scott had proposed in an amendment to this reconciliation bill that would have ratcheted down that 90% share to 50% to align it with the traditional Medicaid population. So we don't take away care from people who need it most because of bad incentives that the federal government has put in place for states.
That is Romina Boccia, Director of Budget and Entitlement Policy at the Cato Institute. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Romina. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.